Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking to people in California today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. You have time?
Yeah.
Okay. It takes like 7 to 10 minutes. If you can bear with me, we'll try to speed through this. Okay. So real quick, I am speaking with Eileen, right?
With who?
Your name?
Who are you trying to call? Who are you trying to talk to?
Eileen?
Eileen, yes.
Okay, perfect. You are in a safe place to talk to, right? You're not driving or anything?
No.
Okay. Does anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, or radio station? Or a political party? No? Okay.
No.
May I, just to make sure we're representing everybody, what year were you born?
1948.
Okay. Thank you. And your race, please?
Caucasian.
Okay. What was the last year of school that you completed?
I have a postgraduate degree.
Okay. Now, getting started. First, do you approve or disapprove? Excuse me. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Mostly approve, yeah.
Okay, so somewhat approve?
Somewhat, yeah.
Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I'd somewhat approve as well.
Somewhat approve, okay. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote for, the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Probably the Democrat candidate.
Democrat, okay. Now, next I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you feel a favorable or unfavorable impression of them, okay? If I mention someone you've never heard about, you can just tell me and we'll move on to the next one.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel towards Kamala Harris? Favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Esmeralda Soria?
Is there a middle one?
somewhat favorable,
yes.
Somewhat? Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Unfavorable. What about Joanna Garcia Rose?
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of. Okay. Now, moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for in state assembly? Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and you stop me whenever you hear the one that's perfect for you, okay? Inflation and the cost of living, taxes, crime and public safety, healthcare, border security, homelessness, jobs and the economy, education, abortion, or climate change. Which one of those is most important for you?
Inflation, cost of living.
Okay, got that. Thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November 20 elections for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress?
9.
Okay. Next, if the elections for President was being held today, for whom would you vote for? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. If the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote for? Joanna Garcia Rose or Republican or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat?
Well, I have to find out more about this other one, but probably Soria.
Probably, sorry. Okay. And moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty serious off on the wrong track?
I think it's headed in the right direction.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, stayed the same?
It's hard to know. Probably about the same.
Stay the same? Okay. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
I can't remember if I ever have, no.
No? Okay. Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican candidate this year?
Probably not.
No? Okay. I'm going to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign, okay? After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely to vote for Joanna Garcia Rose or less likely to vote for her for Senate Assembly, okay? In the Assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Does this make you much more likely to vote for Garcia Rose, or no difference, or much less likely?
Probably somewhat likely.
Okay. Somewhat likely is there.
Yeah.
Okay, what about to make California more affordable? Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Are you much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, or less likely?
I don't think she could get that through, but that would probably be somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely? Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
I guess somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Okay. Now, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. How do you feel about that?
Well, that makes me feel good. Probably somewhat more likely.
More likely. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
I didn't understand that part there. Say it again.
So, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politics, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Oh, not really. No. Not unlikely, I think.
Okay, so no difference or much less likely?
Probably no difference.
Okay. All right, so we're almost through here. Bear with me, all right?
Okay.
Now that you have heard some more information, if the elections for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote for? Democrat candidate Esmeralda Soria or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican candidate?
I still don't know, and I'd have to think about it a little bit more.
So let's say only if you just had to. This is not your final answer. Which way are you leaning towards more, the Democrat or the Republican right now?
I'm still leaning towards the Democrat.
Democrat? Okay. Now, next, I'd like to read some statements that you might have heard of Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes it much more likely or much less likely to vote for her for state assembly, okay? Now, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Does that make you much more likely or less likely to vote for her?
I don't believe it. So I...
No difference?
So probably no difference, yeah.
Okay. So Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaign ads or even some of her personal expenses. Does that make you much less likely, much more likely?
Well, probably there's no difference between them either, so I'd say no difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislator raise the gas tax. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more food, groceries, and gas because of it.
She didn't do that because, anyway, no difference.
No difference? Okay. So we have three more statements exactly about the same person. Esmeralda Soria supports a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Well, I'll do that, but I say no difference.
Okay. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
Well, I'll just see if that's true or not, but that would probably be less likely.
Less likely?
Yeah.
Okay. While family struggled to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer fund benefits.
That would make no difference.
That make no difference? Okay. So now that you've heard some more information, if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote for? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican?
I think I'm still leaning for the Democrat.
Okay. Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, okay? Regardless of how you feel, you may feel today, are you registered to vote Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat?
Pretty strong, yeah.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, a liberal, or on liberal on most issues?
Moderate.
Moderate? Okay. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-life.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on the basis regardless of the candidate's stance on most of their issues. Would you or would you not vote or against a candidate only on their position on abortion? Okay, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote on the 2020 elections for presidential, on the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You've done a great job, and you have yourself a great evening, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye now.